Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. With the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I've been sharing entitled Living Bones, and we've been looking at chapter 37 of the book of Ezekiel. At the first 14 verses, although we've been going back over from the beginning what the prophet Ezekiel experienced, and he said in verse 1, the hand of the Lord was upon him, the power of God, the anointing of God, and gave him, took him in the spirit, and set him in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. And he looked at the bones, and they were very dry. And God asked him a question. In verse 3, he said, Son of man, can these bones live? This picture that he saw, as I mentioned in a previous broadcast, they weren't just corpses, dead men, but they were bones, which indicates the dead bodies had been there for a long time and there were nothing but skeletons. And so this is a picture of utter desolation. There were very many and they were very dry. And this was a spiritual representation, again, a reference to natural Israel, but also we can make application even to the church today. It was a wrecked and a ruined people in that they had forgotten their first love. They had turned from the living God. They had been caught up with the things of the world. They'd been caught in idolatry. And it's through indifference to God's word that they had backslid. They had become like bleached bones, no evidence whatever of spiritual sap or life in them. God's people had become dried up through pride, worldliness, and self-dependence. The fact that they were very dry means that that condition had gone on for quite some time, a long time, so that the natural process of decomposition had been advanced. There was nothing left but the bones, and in time, of course, even they would bleach out and decompose. And it said that he saw an open valley, which indicates a low place spiritually. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 13, Jesus said, wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And then in verse 3, the Lord asks him a question, and he says, can these bones live? And Ezekiel responded, O Lord God, thou knowest. Only the Lord would be able to give a true answer to that. And this question hits home to those who have their spiritual eyes open to see the true and real and desperate needs of the spiritual life. Beloved brother and sister, with vision of revelation comes responsibility. And that's why the prophet was allowed to see, if you will, the spiritual condition of his people. And beloved, if God would open our eyes, if we could truly see the spiritual needs of others, what does that indicate? As in the case of Ezekiel, will that not mean that he desires to use us for their deliverance? He had a purpose. God Almighty had a purpose in showing the prophet this example in the spirit realm, if you will. And that implied a responsibility, invitation. Are you willing to speak my word and to do what I would ask? And also, it brings an awareness of the utter impossibility of any human agency to effect change. Only divine providence can change that situation. You know, it says in the book of Joel, I don't know the exact verse, but it says, the Lord says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters will prophesy. It talks about an outpouring of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And beloved, the consoling and blessed thought that we can bring away from that is that he said, I will pour out. And while he wants our cooperation, he wants our involvement, it does not depend on us. God has certain things, certain dispensations, certain seasons and times in which he intends to accomplish that. Whatever his heart desires, whatever his will is, he sends forth his word and it will prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. It will not fail. His word will be accomplished. And so, beloved, a time is coming before time is no more, before the final day of the Lord, when Jesus returns and will punish the wicked because of their rebellion and their unwillingness to entertain and to submit to the truth. They will pay a severe price. And God is speaking and reaching out his heart to those who have ears to hear. And he is saying, will you not see the condition of lost mankind? Will you not see even the condition of my church, of my body? So many have been deceived. So many have gone astray. So many have become lukewarm, have allowed sin in their lives. When you look at the book of Revelation, he addresses the seven churches. All except one he has rebuke for. He said, you've lost your first love. I have somewhat against thee. He speaks to various conditions in the church of that present time that John was to minister to give that message to. But some had said, you know, this represents the various ages of the church. And I mean, we could certainly say that, you know, we have received so much. We are rich and increased with the goods and have need of nothing. And do we not understand our real spiritual condition? Ask of me, and he said, I will give you eye salve that you can see. We need spiritual eyesight to be able to see into the spiritual realm. And so when Ezekiel gave that thoughtful answer, he answered, O Lord God, thou knowest, salvation is of the Lord, and he alone can make those dead bones live. 2 Corinthians 1:9 says, but we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead. Hallelujah. He can not only raise someone who is naturally dead, but even more wonderfully can bring spiritual life to those who are spiritually dead. And now let's read verse 4. And he said unto me, the Lord said to Ezekiel, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that word prophesy, the Hebrew word is naba, and it means to cause to bubble up, to pour forth words abundantly, to be inspired to speak or sing as a prophet by divine power. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is a man or a woman who is responding in obedience to what the Spirit desires to speak. In John 5:28, Jesus said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Hallelujah. And then in verse 5, this is what was commanded. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And in verse 6, I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And it's interesting that verse 5 comes before verse 6, because obviously, in terms of a natural body that we relate to, there needs to be flesh on the bones and skin covering. And then the breath of God can enter so that they can live. But it's interesting. It is the Spirit of the Lord. He is saying, I will cause breath to enter into you. Just as like in the very beginning in Genesis, the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the deep. And beloved, that's what happens when we got saved, or when we pray for the salvation of others, the Spirit of God is hovering over them. The breath of God is blowing upon them. And as they respond, then they begin to hear the word of the Lord to them. The gospel no longer becomes foolishness, but all of a sudden, I mean, that happened in my life. I was sitting in a meeting and I was being drawn by the Spirit of God to the Christian gospel. And I was in a meeting. I thought, you know what? I got really depressed and discouraged. I said, this is not for me. And I only my upbringing prevented me to walk in front of everybody and get out that door. I couldn't do it. there was just, I'd have to walk in front of it, and I just wouldn't do that. And all of a sudden, my spiritual ears, he started preaching differently, or I heard differently, but all I know, he pointed to me, says, young lady, God is ministering to you and speaking to your heart. And I said, I know. That is what started my spiritual journey. And so it takes that hovering, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, to prepare the heart so that a person can really hear the good news of the gospel and respond. Oh, beloved, there's so much in this passage of Scripture, and I pray that you'll be able to join me next week as we continue on and learn the wonderful lessons, the object lessons we need to learn from this passage of Scripture, as it has very present day application for where we are at today, personally in our lives and corporately as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I love you, and it's a tremendous privilege to share the Word of the Lord. Before I leave the air, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I pray personally for every need that comes in. I handle the mail by myself, no one assists. And should you email, I will confirm receipt and surely pray. But if you would like a personal answer of Scripture, whatever, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you dearly. Pray for you every day. UCM Partners, my radio family. Until next week, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.